scuba diving in Kansas? I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, a familiar face from a Wichita morning show.
This is it right here between 3:30 and 3:45. We kind of scoot ourselves in and try to stay awake.
But first, scuba diving isn't an activity you would normally associate with landlocked Kansas. But here in Wichita, there is an active diving community. Jonathan Huber donned his gear to learn more about Amber Waves Diving Company.
Tyler Brewer got his first scuba certification about 60 years ago.
I was a young lifeguard at the Central Branch YMCA. And two gentlemen came in, they were older than me, and they were teaching scuba. Got to know them a little bit, and they said, you know, we'd like to teach you scuba. And I said, I couldn't afford that, and I was just a young kid. And they said, no, we'll take care of it.
That was around the launch of the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, or PADI. Brewer says there were a handful of different shops in Wichita in the 70s.
There were dive shops that came and went. To get air fills, I'd have to be real nice to fire departments and try to get them to fill my tanks or figure out a way to, you know, get the equipment and any extra training, and it usually meant travel. And it was just difficult to be a scuba diver when there wasn't a scuba shop.
So Brewer opened a shop in Augusta with two other partners. That was the start of Amber Waves. His son Brian managed the shop. Their first location was just 900 square feet. In 2013, they moved to a larger space on Greenwich near Kellogg. But those shops were missing a critical component of scuba instruction, water. Brewer's business partner had an idea.
We have trouble getting water. Let's build a pool. And I just laughed at him. I said, oh, you know, you're talking about a lot of money. I'd put together plans for something quite smaller than this.
He realized that he and his business partner were on the same page. Neither of them wanted to see scuba die in the region.
We have a lot of us that like to go to the Caribbean, the South Pacific, or the Indonesian waters and dive. And we do that. And diving is a way to make you say, hey, I got to take a trip. So that's what we do here in Kansas.
I met Amber and Brian Harvey at an Amber Waves open swim on a recent Sunday afternoon. They were there to test out some new equipment in the facility's 18-foot deep pool. Brian is an instructor for Amber Waves. Amber got certified because she didn't want to be left out.
I thought, he's going on vacation without me, and I'll be stuck at home with the kids. That being said, I was like, well, he's like, do you want to try it? And I was like, nope, we're just doing it.
Their kids are now certified divers, too. And while the pool at Amber Waves is great practice, Wichita is not exactly a scuba destination.
If you want good diving, you got to get out of Kansas. You got to go to Beaver Lake. I like going down to Ten Killer in Oklahoma. That's a good one. Other than that, we get out of the state and go try different things.
Brian says Amber Waves serves to support the community and grow the sport. And there are some types of dives that do happen in Kansas.
I do a lot of search recovery dives. Somebody loses a piece of equipment, wedding rings, glasses. They call the shop. Shop calls me. I go and find them.
For The Range, I'm Jonathan Huber.
There's more of Jonathan's story at KMUW.org. Felicia Rolfe is a familiar face for many Wichitans. Besides being a morning news anchor on KWCH, Rolfe is known for her volunteer and mentoring work across the city. She'll be part of a women's panel Saturday, sharing details about her career. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles caught up with Felicia to see what the broadcaster's early mornings are like.
It's early, real early, as I meet Felicia in the well-lit parking lot.
Good morning.
Hello. Welcome to the early morning.
So this is a typical time you arrive?
This is it right here between 3:30 and 3:45. And we kind of scoot ourselves in and try to stay awake.
Yes,
that is the plan. Hi, Pete.
Inside, she greets co-workers, sits down her lunch and makeup bag, and picks up a script prepared by a producer.
What you do is you prepare for the day with your makeup and all the things.
Yep, okay. And we're going to do that in a minute. But first, I'm going to do radio, and I'll read it through first. This is Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Voters in two communities are considering special sales tax measures today. And Wichita.
Next step, breakfast.
I'm going to get some oatmeal because I need energy to get through our 4 hours of talking and anchoring. As you can see, we come in undone. Rollers and no makeup on and all that. So we'll transform here in just a few. So now I'm getting ready to turn on my computer after I did the radio and start going through the scripts. We have 55 minutes before we go on the air. And Carla, I have to get my shocker blanket out.
Oh,
that's what keeps me warm, yeah. Because when we get in the studio, it is cold. Super cold.
Felicia, I know you've been in media for more than 20 years. What made you decide to get into media? What was it that inspired you?
You know, I always loved the media because I like interviewing. I like talking to people. So even as a young kid, I would do like little shows at home, acting like I was a reporter.
And Felicia says it's a big responsibility.
You also have to realize that being on TV, people see you in a different light. So you have to carry yourself different and
do
things different. Like, make sure you don't do anything bad because people are looking at you. So set a good example.
And some viewers zero in on your appearance.
Whether you're doing the news, even how you look, your hair, your outfits, your clothes. And we often do get emails that aren't very nice.
Really?
Yeah. And so you have to have a really thick skin.
Okay. Those eyelashes look perfect.
I got them. Normally, this is what takes me the longest. And sometimes they fall off when you're out there. And so I take my makeup bag out there with me so that I can get them back on.
And deliver the news.
Whether there's a water contamination in certain areas in the community, or even if there's a water main break. I mean, one time certain people didn't have water for days, and you're not going to know. Maybe you're at work when it happened. So we get that out to you.
How do you stay motivated? As you were mentioning, you know, you have all the news to cover for several hours.
I think that we just like it. It's so fun. And the people, so we get to come and hang out with these folks. So we consider ourselves a family. We do things outside of work together. So that makes it fun because nobody likes to wake up in the middle of the night as early as we do. And they have to look cute and talk without messing up.
You can read more about Felicia Rolfe at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on laughter. This weekend, I am part of a musical comedy show that raises money for journalism scholarships. For more than half a century, Gridiron has brought local journalists together to poke fun at the news. We write all the material and then rehearse and perform, if you can call it that, in front of a live audience. I've been part of the show for 35 years, and this is the first time I'll be on stage without Bucky Walters. Bucky died last fall. He loved to make people laugh. Every year, his droll wit would crack up the cast and then shine from the stage. He taught us that laughter heals, and it brings people together, even as current events might tear them apart. We miss him, but the show goes on, and so do the laughs. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan. And Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.